Loyalist Township will be asking the public for input on changes to the More Homes for Everyone Act. The Economic Growth and Community Development Services Division at Loyalist Township will be looking for help making their final recommendations to council before July 1st, when important changes to the Planning Act are set to take effect. The More Homes for Everyone Act, Bill 109, was introduced on March 30th, 2022. And given royal assent on April 14th, 2022. The bill made a number of changes to the Planning Act, with one of the more significant changes being the introduction of refunds for application fees. The refund component of Bill 109 will take effect on July 1st. It will require municipalities to refund application fees collected under the Planning Act for official plan amendment, zoning bylaw amendment, and site plan control applications. This is if the timeline to make a decision is not met. Staff have been working alongside the County of Lennox and Addington and its lower tiers to implement a consistent process to address the refunds associated with Bill 109. Their report states this does not mean each municipality will charge the same amount. It will be left up to each municipality to decide based on their respective operational needs. Mayor Hagedorn mentioned he liked the way the township is handling this process.
With the hand we've been dealt, I like the approach that's being taken. We're not looking to go down a rabbit hole with confrontation with residents and developers. We're trying to make it very amicable and try to create a process that should promote success for everyone involved. So I'm glad to see the avenues that we're going down and what we're researching. So I look forward to it coming back to council.
The new approach includes a two-stage pre-consultation process and greater requirements to be able to deem applications complete. This is consistent with other municipalities in Ontario. To make a distinction between fees collected under the Planning Act and fees collected under the Municipal Act, proposed changes to the Tariff of Fees bylaw is also being recommended. The report from the Development Services Division was received by Council, as they did pass the motion. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.